Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Disney is at it again with a prince, a princess, and a queen in Frozen. In one sense, then, this animated feature for the holidays is Frozen in the studio's fairy tale past. Yet the film transcends its various borrowings and occasional stumblings with a modern, exuberant spirit that draws heat from Broadway-style musical numbers and, before and after everything else, from marvelous 3D animation. During the pre-prince preface, two young princesses in a kingdom called Arendelle command most of the attention. Anna and her older sister Elsa, who are voiced respectively and beautifully by Kristen Bell and Idina Menzel. Anna is a sweet little scamp who grows up to be a joyous woman. Elsa has a superpower that's a curse. She's a cryogenic Carrie. Whenever she's swept by strong feelings, she fires off sub-zero salvos ranging from icicle daggers to sheets of ice that can hurt, kill, or, as is the case after she becomes queen, turn her kingdom's radiant summer into shivering winter. The early part of the film is peculiarly rushed, but it does establish the sisters as polar opposites. Anna, the cockeyed optimist, falls in love as soon as the prince of the peace appears. His name is Hans, and he's unquestionably, though generically, handsome. Elsa, unable to suppress her lethal power, leaves her throne for a snowbound mountaintop where she'll do her subjects no further harm. Reduced to its narrative essentials, Frozen is the tale of Anna's journey to find her sister and free the kingdom from what threatens to be eternal winter. Reduced to its emotional essentials, however, Frozen comes up strong with several surprises. Anna isn't one of them. She's exactly the free spirit she seems to be and all the more endearing for it. But Hans is more complicated than he seems, and Elsa's plight speaks and sings to the pain of isolation. Always a good girl as a child, rigidly perfectionist as a young adult, and terrified of unleashing the full force of her feelings, she's a heroine of our times. One more thing about seeing Frozen. Disney is showing it with Get a Horse, a 6-minute short in 3D by Lauren McMullen. It's a little marvel, and not so little when you consider the ground and the space it covers. It starts with what seems to be a sweetly primitive Mickey Mouse cartoon from the 1930s. Far from being primitive, though, it's a wonderful postmodern creation in which Mickey, Minnie, and their friends step out of the screen into color and 3D, then chase back and forth between the auditorium and the cheerful pandemonium of their black and white world. One of the many astonishments of Get a Horse is how it sums up the history of animation, cinema technology, and motion picture entertainment. Lauren McMullen is the first woman to have sole directorial credit on a Disney animated film. Here's to her stepping out soon into full-length features. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.